Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3475BN. Today's date is October 15th, 2024, and the title of the episode is DC Rumors of Change of Banner, Obama Nuclear War Message, Only at the Precipice. Let's talk about our health. Countless Americans will waste time, energy, and money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, but failing because they missed the real problem, which is a decrease in their natural collagen reserves. Let me explain. Scientists found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade. If you experience an excess of sagging skin or wrinkles for your age, you may be collagen deficient. Plus, knowing you should supplement collagen isn't enough. You have to use the right types of quality source collagen to have the best chances of reducing the appearance of aging. This is why I take this magic secret powder to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, unlike typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This product is highly effective because it combines the top five critical important types of collagen for skin health. It's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, reduce wrinkles, promote a youthful glow, promote elasticity, and promote skin hydration. If you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at healthwithx22.com. Plus, if you order today, you'll get free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Once again, that is healthwithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they can see that everything that they have tried to stop Trump, it has completely and utterly failed. And it will continue to fail. Because again, I do believe Trump has the military behind him. He's receiving military intelligence. And every move they make, they can't make without Trump knowing. And what's very interesting is that we know that they're following their 16-year plan. Trump knows they're following their 16-year plan. And it seems that Obama, just like he did last time when he said, oh, this is my summer reading, headshot and things like that. And all of a sudden, we had people try to assassinate Trump. And now he sends another message out there letting everyone know that we might have to go into nuclear war. Now, of course, he doesn't come out and say, hey, let's kill Trump. He doesn't come out and say, hey, let's have nuclear war. But he sends it in his messages. Remember, when everything fails, when the deep state becomes desperate and they're panicking, they have to resort to what? Death and destruction. They need something to basically cover up everything that they have done, and they need to distract everyone. Remember, they tried everything with Trump. They tried all the indictments. Actually, the case with Letitia James, that's going down the tubes for her. And they tried to assassinate him. That didn't work. Yes, they're going to continue to try. And actually, they're going to use the assassinations to actually maybe bring us into war because of what Biden just said. So they are now panicking right now because everything they've tried is failing. So again, I do believe they have a pre-plan before the election and a post-plan for after the election for rigging the election. And remember, this is not a battle against Kamala. It's not a battle against Biden. It's a battle against the system. Trump is against the system. Just like when he went up to the debates with Kamala, he wasn't debating Kamala. He was debating the system. She was being fed the information. You have the moderators that were debating Trump. He's debating the system. Just like now, he's not running for election against Kamala or Biden. He's running for election against the system. He's against the system. What is the system? The system is the corrupt politicians in D.C. It's the agencies in D.C. It's the fake news. It's Hollywood. It's a lot of the CEOs. It's the propaganda networks. This is the system that he's running against. So when everyone's going, oh my God, Kamala. No, it has nothing to do with Kamala. They could swap her out tomorrow and there'll be someone else in there. It doesn't matter who the person is. He's not running against the person. He's running against the system. That's why the system had to manipulate the poll numbers. That's why the system had to build her up. The system had to do this because otherwise no one would go along with the change. And I do believe the system did whatever they possibly could for Kamala, and it failed. Now, they can continue along with Kamala. They can keep her, which means they're going to have to go to their post-rigged system. And we know what that is. They're going to say the elections were manipulated. They're going to try to delay the elections. I don't believe we're going to get the election results on the day. I mean, it would be nice if we did, but it looks like they're already building the narrative to say why it might take a little bit longer. Now, I don't think it's going to go as long as everyone thinks, because I think they're going to realize there is no way that we can create the ballots the way we did in 2020. And this is why I do believe that they might try to do a swap of Kamala this close in the game. Now, they're going to try. Doesn't mean they're going to succeed. That's why they have two plans. That's why they have the post plan and the pre plan. The pre plan is, okay, let's see how far we can bring Kamala. Oh, wait, she's not doing it? Okay, we're going to have to bring someone else that is halfway decent. I do believe we're coming full circle right now, by the way. And yesterday we talked about how Trump said, hey, they might bring in a third, you know, candidate. And he says we're going to have to run against his third candidate. He asked the audience, who do you think it's going to be? They said Hillary Clinton. Now, can they swap Kamala, who's black now, for Hillary? I think this is going to be a tough one. Can they swap Hillary for Waltz? I do believe so. I do believe they might try to swap Kamala for Michelle. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But right now, there are rumors in D.C. of a change of batter. So think about where all this is going and think about what the people are enduring right now. The people now, they see the economy breaking down. They see the open borders. They see the crimes. They see gangs basically taking over apartment buildings. They see Haitians eating the pets, and it's a shame. And people, they're reaching the precipice. Now, remember, everyone reaches the precipice at all different times. People also see the economy falling apart, where the people are reaching the precipice. Now that Obama is sending the message out there that, hey, we need to start moving into war and a nuclear war, I think the entire country is going to reach the precipice of destruction. And at the precipice, only at the precipice, that's when people find the will to change. Now, I'm not saying that every single person in this country is going to say, you know something, I'm all for Trump. No, you're still going to have those 4 to 10% or maybe 15%, whatever it's going to be, that they will never, ever, ever budge until the draft comes along and they go, holy crap, I don't want to be drafted. But again, most of the country, the majority of the country, they're going to hit the precipice. And I think a lot of the people in this country are hitting the precipice. People are getting nervous. People are afraid. People don't like where this country's headed. And people are no longer with Kamala. And I do believe this is where the deep state, they're going to try to make many different moves. And as we get closer to the presidential election, we're coming down to the crunch time right now. I don't think it's going to be over during the elections or prior to the elections. I do believe the deep state players, they're going to carry this through the elections, through the inauguration. And I do believe even after that, because again, the deep state players, they're not just going to give up. Now, Trump, since he has the people behind him, yes, he can go after these people. Yes, he can make cases. But again, it doesn't happen overnight. We're following the rule of law. We're not the dictators. We're not the tyrannical government. We're not going to kill people. We're going to follow the rule of law, what the Constitution set out and what our laws say, and cases have to be made. So if everyone's expecting everyone to be arrested, thrown to jail, throw away the key, and this is going to happen overnight, well, that's dream world. That's what the dictators do. That's what they would like to do. In a country that has the rule of law, the process is not that quick. It's slow. But you'll see it happen, just like you're going to see the economy improve over time when Trump gets back in. But I do believe that they're already setting the message to bring us to war. And you can see already North Korea is now coming into focus. And you can see we have problems out in Ukraine. We have problems in the Middle East. We have problems in North Korea and South Korea. And soon, I do believe, we're going to have problems in Taiwan. It's all building up right now. And I do believe the people of this country are going to finally hit the precipice of destruction. And they're going to have to make a decision. Do you want the peacemaker or do you want war? Do you want a crashing economy or do you want a thriving economy? Do you want an open border where you have criminals and terrorists coming in where they're killing people and there are events that are happening in this country? Or do you want a closed, secure border and you want to make sure that the country is safe? That's basically what it is. And I think as we approach this, I think people, they're going to make the decision. Remember, what we're seeing right now at the end, it's not for those people that are already awake. It's not for those people that are already voting for Trump. It's all those people that are still on the fence, all those people that are saying, well, you know, I don't like Kamala, but I don't want to vote for Trump. This is why certain events have to happen, because people have to see it with their own eyes. They have to hear it with their own ears. They have to experience it, because Trump could tell them until he's blue in the face. Your friends can tell these people, or you could tell these people until you're blue in the face. It makes no difference. The decision has to be theirs. And one of the ways for people to make the decision is for them to go through it. Talk is cheap. People really need to feel it. And this is why Trump has brought us down this path. And the entire mission was not for him to win elections. The entire mission was to take back this country, was to remove the deep state players. This is not an ordinary four-year election. This is a crossroads. Where does this country go? Does it stay with the deep state system, the tyrannical government? Because if it does, the country's over. Or do the people take back this country? Do the people say enough is enough? And do the people say, you know something? We need to take it back from the tyrannical government. That's where we're at right now. And Trump let us know from 2016. He let everyone know the message. We're going to destroy the deep state system. We're going to remove the criminal syndicate. And we're going to give the power back to the people. He didn't say how long it was going to take. He didn't say what the plan was. He told you that this is what we're going to do. And now that we're coming up to the election, he's letting you know that it is now time. His entire mission is to take back the country and have the people take back the country and destroy and get rid of the criminal syndicate system. And we'll play this at the end, and we can see this is the direction that we're headed in. We'll talk about this a little bit more a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Columbus Day, because what's very, very interesting, the same Antifa groups, the same BLM, the same Hamas people, they didn't care about who were slaves, who wasn't slaves, or Hamas, and they don't care about that. Their mission is to destroy the history of this country. And what's very interesting is that on Columbus Day, and Andy Ngo put this out, leftist rioters vandalized the Abraham Lincoln statue outside the Chicago History Museum. Though Lincoln is regarded as one of the greatest American leaders for his role in leading the Union during the Civil War, leftists now call him a white supremacist. In 2020, Portland, Antifa toppled the Lincoln statue based on similar claims that all monuments to American heroes must be destroyed because America is white supremacist colonial project. But I thought he freed the slaves. I thought that was their whole mission. Well, I guess that's not true. And they told you what their true mission is: to destroy the history of this country, to destroy this country, period. And what's very interesting is that as the news continually comes out, as people report on things, no one is listening to the fake news anymore. More and more people are getting their news other places. So people listening to CNN, MSNBC, and all the other places, nobody's listening. Why do you think Trump is going on all these podcasts? Why do you think it's all over social media? When people say, well, no one's going to listen to it, well, go look at the views on X. Go look at the views on Rumble. Go look at the views on Truth. There's a lot more people looking at that than the actual fake news. The fake news is in the dirt. Actually, not many people even watch the fake news anymore. And I'm not saying nobody does, but there are still people that do. But what's very interesting is that the percentage of Americans who say they have a great deal of, or fair amount of trust in the mass media has fallen to a record low. And this is according to a new Gallup survey, which tells you everything you need to know. And when you look at the views on X, and you look at the views on Rumble, you look at the views on Truth and on YouTube, if those people can get their videos and keep their videos, you can see more people look at that than they look at the fake news. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Do you really think at this point the fake news has any sway? They are debunked in a matter of minutes. Go back in time before Trump. The fake news, they had total control. Now, they do not. Now, the information gets out there very, very quickly. And their arguments are countered in a matter of seconds now. It's absolutely unbelievable. Take, for example, what is happening out in Colorado with the gangs taking over several properties. Now, the fake news, they try to convince everyone that, oh no, gangs aren't doing that. And then they said, oh, just a handful of buildings. Now, the fake news, they don't get millions and millions and millions of people watching it. That segment, they don't have the people, they don't have the crowd. But when you look at X, when you look at True Social, and you look at the podcasters, you look at all the other people, you can see a very, very big difference. For example, we have CBZ Management. They're the ones who manage the buildings where the Venezuela gangs have taken over the buildings. And they put out a statement, a thread, explaining what's really going on. They got 45 million views compared to the fake news, which means people, they see it, they understand it, they know what's going on. And they'll, if, even if someone says, well, I don't hear it, I didn't see that part. Well, if you're listening to this, well, you just heard it. If you're listening to another podcast, you just heard it. So once again, this is how it spreads. And this is what they said. Gangs have taken control of several of our properties in Aurora, Colorado, in an attempt to discredit this fact for political purposes and avoid government accountability. Some have spread false information about our situation. Let's get the record straight. We started managing these buildings when new owners acquired the Colorado properties in 2019. At the time, the properties were in poor condition, and our mission was to renovate them, thereby increasing their value. This was an ambitious project that would significantly benefit the people of Aurora while providing returns in the new owners. So they undertook this, they went ahead, and they did it. After some time, we noticed a rise in crime and tenant complaints. The most alarming moment occurred when our local CBZ representative was attacked at the end of 2023. He had gone to inspect a recently vacated three-bedroom apartment, rare occurrence for such a large unit, only to find a group of men already inside. When he refused their $500 bribe to overlook the situation, they brutally attacked him. They showed a photo of this individual, and yes, he's brutally attacked. After the attack on our CBZ representative, he began getting threatening text messages. We also frequently found people illegally occupying newly vacated apartments during scheduled tours. This was initially attributed to an influx of migrant exploiting the squatter laws. We even received a call from a tenant returning from vacation, only to find strangers living in his apartment. This legitimate tenant was forced to find a new home after police couldn't help him. When confronted, many of these illegal tenants and squatters claim they had already paid rent, which we soon realized was true, but not to us. They were paying rent to a different entity. To address this problem, we contacted every city official we could think of for help with the problem. Unfortunately, none were willing to take meaningful action. So that is the true story right there of what's really going on in these apartments. And again, the fake news, they're trying to poo-poo it, or they're pretending that it really didn't happen. But it did happen, and it's continually happening, and it wouldn't have happened if we didn't have an open border. And really think about this. We have open borders, and think about your own home. If you had an open door policy and people come in and people entered your house, are they actually part of your family now? No, they're invaders in your home. It's the same thing with this country. Just because you come over the border doesn't mean you're an American. It means you illegally crossed and you're an invader in this country. That's what that means. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And what's very interesting is that Bill Clinton said something very, very interesting. He says the United States needs more migrants to replace the children that Americans are not producing. America is not having enough babies to keep our population up, so we need immigrants that have been vetted to do work, Clinton said. He repeated the claim at another campaign stop on October 14th. We've got the lowest birth rate we've had in well over 100 years. We're not at replacement level, which means we got to have somebody come here if we want to keep growing the economy. However, mass migration into the United States makes it difficult for Americans to have enough babies because it drives down family wages, pushes up housing prices, and distracts national leaders from delivering policies that help Americans have more babies. Since 2007, when the fertility rate was at its most recent high, the number of births has declined 17% and the general fertility rate has declined 21%. So think about it. Why has the fertility rate been dropping? And think about it. It's been dropping since 2007. Obama came in 2004, started his policies, started to infiltrate the schools. You don't have to get married. You can have an abortion. And the birth rate started to fall. Then they started to bring in migrants, and more migrants came in, which means low birth rate, more migrants, which these are illegals coming to this country, which means they are actually replacing the people in this country. So right there, that should tell you everything you need to know. And this is the great replacement theory. It's no longer a theory. It's a replacement pattern. And you could see it as clear as day because they told us what they were going to do. Go all the way back to when Biden was running for the election. He told you that they were going to bring in an unrelenting stream of immigration. Mayorkas is sitting right next to him when he says this. Take a listen.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. So there's a second thing in that black box, an unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of...
So he told you exactly what's going to happen. And this is not the only country it's happening in. The UK is feeling the same exact thing. Canada's recorded its lowest ever fertility rate for the second year in a row in 2023. So they're feeling the same thing because, again, the deep state players, they're doing the same thing to all these countries. It's the same message. Then they bring in the illegals. So this whole conspiracy theory is no longer a conspiracy. And actually, Biden back then told us what he was going to do. Mayorkas was sitting right next to him smirking. And now Mayorkas is in charge of all this. He's carrying out the plans. This should tell you everything you need to know right there. And what did they do? They reversed Trump's all of his executive orders. They didn't continue building the wall. Now we come to find out from a memo that nearly one third of the cameras that are part of the U.S. Border Patrol's main surveillance system along the 2,000 mile U.S.-Mexico border, they're not functioning. They're not getting the money to repair them. And we can see there's a widespread problem. Was this done on purpose? Absolutely. Data Hazard put this out and said, the Kamala Mayorkas invasion was an act of demographic warfare against all American citizens. No one voted for this. They didn't campaign on doing this. And yet they did it. Because again, criminals lie. And they're not going to tell you their plan. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. Look at their actions. Their actions speak a lot louder than what they're talking about. And since Biden came into office, since Harris now is running for the presidency, you can see their true actions. And their true actions are to destroy this country. They can say they're going to close the borders. They can say they're going to fix the economy. But look at their actions. They're destroying the economy. They're opening the borders. They're destroying the country from within. Oh, we're not going to bring you to war, but we see war happening all over the place right now. And what's very interesting, since we've had the open borders, youth sex trafficking is now at its highest rate that we've ever seen, triple under Biden and Kamala Harris. So the rising number of youth sex trafficking cases were posted at the Department of Health and Human Services when the Free Press demanded the data under the Freedom of Information Act. The agency is responsible for checking and issuing certification and eligibility letters to the children and youth first request aid after escaping sex traffickers. The agency issued 1,143 letters in 2021, 2,226 letters in 2022, 2,148 letters in 2024 under the welcome policy set by the Border Chief Mayorkas. The agency has not posted any data since the first week of September 2023. The incomplete data adds up to 5,517 letters since October 2020, or an average of 1,837 letters per year. Under President Trump, the number of letters averaged 562 per year, or just one-third of the record reached under the guidance of the pro migration progresses. The number of child cases under Biden Mayorkas is 3 times their adult caseload. Think about that for a second. They're allowing this to happen. And they keep telling us we have to save the children. We have to protect the children. No, they're doing the actual opposite. It's almost like when they say we need to save the children from the guns. Really, think about all the things that they're doing to the children. They abort them. They mask them. They jab them. They distance them. They medicate them. They indoctrinate them. They mutilate them. They sexualize them. Then they traffic them. So are they really protecting the children? Is guns the problem? No, it is not. And this tells you everything you need to know. They're not here to protect the children. It's the opposite. Remember, look at their actions. Their actions speak louder than anything else. And once again, we could see that Trump, the Patriots, they are now putting a stop to all of this. The people needed to see it first. The people needed to understand what they were actually doing, or you wouldn't believe it. That's why we're going through all of this. That's why every day that passes, people find out more information. Because if you didn't see it, if you didn't hear about it, you wouldn't believe it. Just like as we approach war, yeah, Trump could tell you there's going to be war. People could tell you there's going to be war. But unless you see it, you're not going to believe it. And I think this is what people are seeing now. They're seeing a war approaching. Are people believers right now? I don't think fully. And that's why people are going to hit the precipice. This is why we're going to be at the edge of war, where people are going to be like, no, we can't go in this direction. And people are going to reject it. And what's very interesting is that the Wall Street Journal, they reported a fleet of spy drones swarmed some of America's most sensitive national security sites, including Langley Air Force Base on Virginia shoreline last year. And this is very, very interesting. Paul Sperry put this out and said, amid swarms of drones buzzing Langley at night in suspected PRC PLA recon op, Fort Worth has reported violations of the restricted airspace above Lockheed Martin's Super Secret Air Force Plant 4, where the F-35 Lightning II supersonic stealth strike fighter is built. And when they saw these drones, this wasn't like, you know, the little drones that people fly. These drones were able to fly at 3,000 to 4,000 feet. They moved about 100 miles an hour. So who was actually controlling this? It doesn't sound like it's everyday people. It sounds like these drones were brought into this country. They're high-tech drones. And again, who's controlling all of this? This is very, very interesting. Is it China? Is it Iran? Because remember, we've had a lot of people come into this country. We have military-age men. Some of these military-age men, they were spying on certain bases. So were they gathering information, preparing for the war? Maybe, maybe not. But we could see war is definitely building right now. Right now, North Korea, they decided to blow up sections of the roads leading to South Korea. So they blew up roads, railroad, and now it disconnected the two countries. Now, this is very, very interesting because now we see tensions are definitely building between North Korea and South Korea. Plus, we also know the news came out, and Zelensky is pushing this, that North Korea has sent military people to help Russia, which means North Korea, Russia, Ukraine, China, everyone is involved right now. And North Korea right now is accusing South Korea of flying drones in North Korea. And they're saying that if these drones continually fly over and drop leaflets, they're going to start shooting the drones out of the sky. It seems that the fuse has been lit. And Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, North Korea just blew up the railway going to South Korea. Here we go. This is bad news. Only Trump can solve it. We are approaching World War III. And what's very interesting is that Microsoft, they're now saying that Israel has become the top target of Iranian cyber attacks since the start of the Gaza war. And Iran had focused on the United States, and now they're shifting focus, which is very, very interesting. We'll have to see how this all plays out, but we know there's a definite cyber attack headed our way. And you could see by what the fake news has been putting out there, what the Biden administration has been putting out there, what the clowns have been putting out there, They're trying to build up the narrative that Iran is prepared and ready to attack the United States. They cyber attack Trump's campaign. They're saying that Iran is behind the assassination attempts. And again, what the CIA, what the FBI, Department of Justice, what they're all doing right now is they're using Iran as the cover story, and they're using Iran to start World War III. And what's very interesting is that out in Apex, North Carolina, there was a cyber attack on the water system there. And now people, they're being charged up to $1,800 for their bill, and it's being taken from their account. And they're saying, my bill used to be $150, $250. Now they're taking out $1,800, $1,900, which is absolutely ridiculous. And this was after a cyber attack. And Microsoft now is saying that we're being bombarded by cyber attacks. So what's being implanted in the telecom systems? What's being implanted in the power grid, in the water systems? Because if they can do this, they can do a lot more. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more happen. Now, really think about everything that has been happening. I do believe we're coming full circle. It started out with Obama. It started out with him sending pallets of cash and supporting Iran. We know the Muslim Brotherhood infiltrated this country. We know Obama came into power in 2008, inaugurated in 2009, and he started the ball rolling. And we could see that this all revolves around the Obamas, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, because they are treasonous to this country. Remember, he picked his own United States Secret Service name, and that is Renegade, which means traitor. And since that time, since they cheated in the elections in 2020, Obama in the basement has been driving his policy through Biden. Now he's driving his policies through Harris. And he doesn't care what they say. He doesn't care what they do. He doesn't care if it backfires on them because, again, he's protected right now. And when you really look at the Biden-Harris administration, they gave the Iranian regime access to $200 billion in oil revenues through lax sanctions enforcement. And again, this was Obama's plan. And when you look at it, Iran has made something like $144 billion in revenue during the first 3 years of the Biden-Harris administration, which allowed them to do a lot of what they couldn't do before. Because if you go back a little bit in time, Trump, when he was in office, he had these very tough sanctions against Iran, and they weren't making all this money, which means Obama instructed Biden-Harris to allow this to happen to build up the strength of Iran. And I think this is becoming very, very clear. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Biden put out a message and he told Iran that if they kill Trump, this would be an act of war. I mean, really think about this for a second. So let's say they attempt to try to kill Trump. Is that an act of war? What happens if they use a missile against his plane? I do believe this is why Trump has ordered additional help, and he's calling on the military to help, and that's why General Flynn says he needs the aircraft. He needs all this technology to protect him when he's flying in his plane. Trump is now using different planes to fly around, but I do believe that this is how they're setting the stage for war. I do believe it's going to be a cyber attack. I do believe it's going to be a vent. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some type of missile or something like that, or some type of explosion where they say it could be nuclear or something like that, because Obama put out a very interesting message. He said the following: congratulations to Hidankyo, a group of survivors of the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, for winning the Nobel Peace Prize. At a time when the threat of nuclear weapons is growing and the taboo against threatening their use is weakening. So that is very, very interesting. Did he just send a message saying the taboo against threatening their use is weakening? Did he give a signal to the deep state players that, listen, we tried to get rid of Trump, we tried to assassinate him, it's time to move this to the next level? Remember, just a couple months ago, he put out his summer reading list, which said one of the books was Headshot and Martyr. So I do believe he's most likely sending a message where he's saying that, listen, we tried everything, it is now time to bring the world to war. We need to cover up everything that has been happening. We need chaos. We need a distraction. And I do believe this is what they're pushing for, because they realize at this point in time with Kamala, they're not going to be able to win this election. She's a no-go right now. Her polls are dropping like a rock. And all these polls that you see on the fake news, they're just fake, like everything else. Everything that they do is an illusion. From the economy, to the border, to they're running in the election, they're winning in the election, their polls, everything is an illusion. And they had to do this in the very, very beginning. They had to build Kamala up because, once again, they had to convince the people that everyone was on board with this. Because if they actually showed her real poll numbers, do you think they'd be able to pull this off? And they couldn't jump over her because she was the vice president. So how would that look to their base? It doesn't matter what it looks like to the Republicans or independents. Yes, the Republican independents would be looking at this going, what the hell's going on here? But it was really to their base because Republican independents, most of them are not voting for the D's right now. So it's really for their base. Remember, they want to keep their base. They need the votes. They just can't do everything ballots. It wouldn't make sense. This sponsorship is from Rumble, one that is incredibly important to the survival of the company. When Rumble first started in 2013, they built a platform for a small creator. They didn't censor or have biases. They were fair and treated all creators equally. No one thought platforms would censor political conversation or censor opinions on COVID. But they did. Facebook admitted they fell to pressure from the Biden-Harris administration. Rumble did not. They held the line. They are attacked daily for giving us a voice to talk to you. They're attacked in corporate media. They're attacked by governments like France. They're attacked from brand advertisers who refuse to work with them. Corporate America is fighting to remove speech. Rumble is fighting to keep it. Rumble won't survive with brand advertisers. They really don't get that much of it. Watching our show on Rumble is the most they can ask from you. But if you really believe in this fight and if you have the means, one major way you can help Rumble survive is by joining Rumble Premium. Join the community that believes in the First Amendment and believes in our human rights to free speech. Rumble is offering $10 off with the promo code X22 when you purchase an annual subscription. Go to rumble.com/premium/X22 and use promo code X22. Like I said, if you have the means and believe in the cause, now is the time to join Rumble Premium. If you don't have the means, we are just happy if you watch us on Rumble. And if you do have the means, you can just click the link in the description. So they had to build her up. They had to convince the people that everyone was in on this. And what's happening right now, they're realizing that there's no way they're going to be able to pull this off. They thought they could use the same strategy as they did before. Keep her hidden. Make sure she doesn't have any interviews. We'll try a debate out. We'll have it all fixed. Give her the questions. The moderators will be on our side. We'll edit everything out. And hopefully this will be really, really good. It didn't work as usual. And now they are scrambling. And as they scramble, they don't have the ammunition that they had before. Remember, they had COVID before. COVID is completely and utterly falling apart on them right now. When you look out at Germany, more than 1 in 6 Germans have experienced side effects in connection with coronavaccination, according to a representative survey by the Forsa Institute. People are realizing that, hey, I got this bioweapon. I have these diseases I've never had before. I have cancer. I have other things that I've never seen before. And as I kept taking the boosters, things just got worse and worse for me. Plus, I still got COVID. People see this. But out in California, they're implementing the mask mandates. Now, it's not for the people. It's for those people that are in the medical industry. And they're saying that, hey, fall, winter's coming, and we're going to see a surge of COVID, and we want to make sure everyone is safe. Now, of course, when they see people in the medical industry wearing masks, what do you think people are going to do? They're going to put it on themselves. And again, we know that masks don't work. There's plenty of peer-reviewed documentation that shows that a mask will not stop a virus. The opening of a standard mask is about 80 microns or so. A virus is 3 microns. It goes right through. Even if it's on water vapor, it's 60 microns. It doesn't work. Plus, the masks don't seal perfectly to your face. If this was true and masks protected you, the virologist would go in and just put a mask on and go, I'm protected. The virus is never going to get through this. It's just ridiculous. And again, I think a lot of people now realize this. I don't think it's going to work the way they think it's going to work. But they're going to try it. You see, they're going to try everything. And you can see that Kamala is now trying anything and everything. She is now bribing black men to vote for her. She is proposing $1 million for givable loans to black entrepreneurs. It's very interesting that she always picks out different races to give money to or different groups. Hey, listen, if you're a student, we're going to get rid of your student loans. If you're black, we're going to give you loans. If you're an illegal, we're going to give you homes. I mean, really think about this for a second. So she's actually trying to buy the black vote. And think about what Trump does. He doesn't bribe different groups. He says, this is what we're going to do for the country because it includes everybody. And this is not going to work. Do you think the black people are going to go, oh, yeah, let's do this. You can buy my vote. Not when they're looking at the economy right now. Now, not when they look at her and what she's been doing. I think they're smarter than that. I think they're not going to go along with this. Just like when Obama went out there and said, hey, you got to vote for Kamala because we made her black, even though she's Indian. So vote for her. The black men said, no, don't tell us who to vote for. Don't tell us that she's black and we have to vote for her because she's black. That's ridiculous. That's so racist, actually, if you really think about it. And what's very interesting, since Christopher Rufo actually discovered that she plagiarized her new book, the New York Times came out and they said, yes, she plagiarized, but that's okay. And anyone that's pointing it out, it's racist. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. And even her own party doesn't want to be seen with her. This is how toxic she really is. Trump War Room put this out and said, Kamala in Erie says Democrat Senator Bob Casey isn't in attendance because he's out doing what he needs to do to get reelected. Well, wouldn't you want to show up with Kamala if she's doing really great? I mean, people want to show up with Trump. If they're running for reelection, you show up with the person who's going to lead. This would kind of help him, wouldn't it? Unless she's toxic. Sean Parnell responded to this and said, Bob Casey not being in the critical swing county of Erie with Kamala is proof that she's toxic in Pennsylvania and that they both are in serious trouble there. Absolutely right. And you know what we've come to find out, which is very, very interesting. Remember that town hall on Univision at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas? Well, we've come to find out that the audience was either paid to be there or flown in by the network. Tracy discovered this and explained that half of the attendees were flown in from various states at Univision's expense, rather than being local Nevada voters. This including participants from Florida, Wisconsin, and California, far from undecided voters living in the battleground states where the event took place. Even more surprising was Tracy's discovery that the other half of the audience was made up of individuals hired from a company called Fans on Cue, which provides people to attend various public events, including music award shows. The company is known for selecting audience members to fill seats and create an engaging atmosphere, whether it's for a concert or a political event. Now, these individuals who were brought in by this organization, Fans on Cue, which is very interesting, Cue, these attendees were not allowed to ask questions, but their reactions, clapping, cheering, facial expressions, were captured on camera, giving viewers at home the impression of an enthusiastic crowd, and they were all for it. So again, we could see with the rallies, they bus in the people. For their town halls, she uses a teleprompter. She actually hires a company to bring in extra people because they don't have enough that they're paying for. So they have to fill the seats. The whole thing is fake. It's one gigantic illusion. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. Lying Kamala, after having turned down the Fox News debate on September 4th, which I accepted, is now saying she wants to debate despite the fact that the votes are already being cast. The reason she wants it now is simple. She is losing in the polls and is desperate. We'll do anything. The problem is that Kamala can't even do a simple interview and needs the fake news broadcasters like CBS to completely withdraw her answer on 60 Minutes, which was incoherent, and illegally insert a completely different one in order to make her look modestly intelligent. It didn't help, and 60 Minutes will be paying a heavy price for a long time to come. As for her completely desperate request for my medical statements, she's dying to see my cholesterol, which is 180. I have already provided them many times, including quite recently, and they were flawless. However, I have just seen Kamala's report, and it is not good. According to her doctor's report, she suffers from urticaria, defined as a rash around red welts on the skin that itch intensely, sometimes with dangerous swelling. She also has allergic rhinitis and allergic conjunctivitis, a very messy and dangerous situation. These are deeply serious conditions that clearly impact her functioning. Maybe that is why she can't answer even the simplest question asked by 60 Minutes and others. What is this all about? I don't have these problems. I've put out more medical exams than any other president in history. and aced two cognitive exams. The doctor stated that my cognitive exams were exceptional. I am far healthier than Clinton, Bush, Obama, Biden, but especially Kamala. Also, I am far too busy campaigning to take time from the 22 days left, as I am using every hour of every day campaigning because we have to take back our country from the radical left people that are destroying it. Absolutely. And it's very interesting that he said 22 days. That reminds me of Post 22, November 1st, 2017. Who controls the National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? What former president used the military to save the Republic? And what occurred exactly? Biggest drop to ever be provided on poll, study, and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. And think about it. Just yesterday, he told us that, hey, we might have to use the National Guard. We might have to use the military. That is very, very interesting. But they're trying to make it seem like Trump has a problem just like Biden, where he freezes up and he can't function. And what's very interesting is that Kamala's headquarters decided to put this out and said, Trump appears lost, confused, and frozen on stage as multiple songs play for 30 plus minutes and the crowd pours out of the venue early. Well, basically what they did is they manipulated the entire segment and they cut it out and they made it look like Trump was just frozen in time. And they left out the 80 seconds when he responded to Christine Noem. Take a listen to what she put out there.
Play your song and then greet a few people, or do you want to? Well, you had said you wanted to close with a specific song.
So basically, you could see the cuts. You can see where they cut everything. Now take a listen to what Trump actually said.
And then greet a few people, or do you want to? Well, you had said you wanted to close with a specific song.
Okay, let's do a couple of
more fast questions.
So, Justin, how about a couple of really beauties, and we'll sit down and relax. Let me just give you the bottom line, though. We win Pennsylvania. We win this great Commonwealth. We are going to win the whole ball game. It's such an important place, and we relate. And we are up in the polls fairly nicely. Fairly nicely, but it's really important. And we're going to turn this country around. It's the greatest movement in the history of our country. MAGA, make America great again. When Biden would go on, he used to go on, say, we will stop MAGA. We will stop. You know, remember with the purple background, the pink and purple? He looked like the devil, right? But she's worse than him. Remember it. But they would say, we're going to stop MAGA. They go, MAGA means make America great,
great again.
I mean, what are you going to stop? And we are indeed going to make America great again. America has never, we're a declining nation right now. We're a nation in decline.
And once again, they're trying to manipulate all of this. And the people, they're with Trump. They're saying, hey, listen, you manipulated the 60 Minutes interview. And there was a poll that was done. And this is how you know the fake news is not in control. A strong, and Catherine Herridge put this out, by the way. A strong majority of voters, Dems plus GOP, think CBS should release the transcript of the 60 Minutes Harris interview. A slight majority say CBS edited it to make her look better. And once again, the people want to know the truth. And CBS is in a lot of trouble. They should have their license taken away. This is election interference. And they just did this with Mike Johnson when they were asking him questions about FEMA and what is going on there. They actually edited out his entire answer. CBS, they should be shut down and the license should go someplace else. Unbelievable. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. I've done 60 Minutes many times, even back in the good old days when journalism was respected and legit, but I have never seen a very poor answer being replaced by another totally unrelated answer. In order to save the person great personal and professional embarrassment, what 60 Minutes did in doing this was election interference and fraud. It is the worst and most blatant scandal in broadcast history and will not be soon forgotten. Just watch. And he's absolutely right. This is just like election interference when the clowns came out and said Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. What they did is the exact same thing. They're interfering in the election. They're making people think something when she really didn't answer that way. The clowns made people think that, oh, this is Russia doing this, when it was really his laptop and everything on there was his, which actually pointed to his father. This is election interference right there. Now, what's very interesting, it came out that Trump was going to appear on Joe Rogan. He's also doing Madison Square Garden. And then all of a sudden, Kamala's team came out and said, she's going to go on Joe Rogan. Now, why would she do this? Why would Kamala Harris sit down with Joe Rogan for an interview? Now, this is coming from Reuters. Is she just following what Trump does? I mean, Trump's actually probably going to do the interview. Do you think Kamala's going to do the interview? If she does, it would be a disaster. Are they trying to push her out there? And are they trying to push her into places where the interview is not going to be edited? Just like with Fox News. Do you think Bret Baier is going to edit everything? Because he's asked people to ask, you know, what questions do you want me to ask her? We'll see what happens, because I think they pushed her onto Fox News, where her interview will probably be a disaster. And even if they edit it, it's going to be all over social media. If she actually goes into Joe Rogan, it's going to be a disaster. If you're trying to keep her hidden and you're trying to keep her poll numbers up, why would you force her out into an interview with Rogan or Fox News? Why would you even do this? A place where you really don't have control. Does that make any sense? Unless you're trying to remove this person and you're trying to show the country that she needs to go. They did this with Biden. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Michelle Obama is now enlisting drag queens, Cardi B, to gin up swing state turnout where Kamala's losing ground. So we have, let's see, Barack out there. We have Clinton out there not doing a very good job. Now we have Michelle Obama out there, and she's now holding rallies. She has one set for October 18th in Phoenix and another one in Nevada on October 29th. Now, this is very, very interesting. Now, this doesn't mean that these are going to be used for Kamala. Maybe they're going to be used for her. Because remember, Trump had debates scheduled with Biden. Those got all wiped out. It doesn't mean that these dates are really going to be used for Michelle. Or is she going to appear? Is she going to be there to have people see her? Are they preparing something? Maybe, maybe not. Stephen Miller and Jason Miller put this out, and Jason said the following. The only plausible explanation here is that this is a 3D chess move to get Dems to drop Kamala in the waning days and substitute in crooked Hillary. She's running. Stephen Miller responded to this and said, lots of D.C. gossip that Democrats are trying to replace Kamala. This would explain the aggressive counter-programming from Biden and Clinton. Explosive new plagiarism scandal adds even more pressure for a change at top of ticket. Absolutely. So I do believe the deep state players, they're preparing to try to get her removed. Now, I do believe the only way to get her removed is something has to happen naturally. She just can't say, you know what, I decided to give up, I'm out. Because the people be like, whoa, what just happened here? She was leading in the polls, her polls dropped a little bit, and she's quitting? That doesn't make any sense. I do believe they're going to have to use some type of medical type of problem if they're able to do this, if they're able to remove her. I mean, if you're going to sneak one in, I think this is the time to do it. And what's very interesting is that Trump continually mentions her medical reports. And remember, colon cancer runs in her family. So could she use the excuse that, hey, I just went in for another exam. I realize that I have some type of disease or something else that's going on, and I will not be able to run for president. So I'm now dropping out, and maybe she endorses somebody else. Can she endorse Hillary Clinton? Will people accept a white woman coming in for a black woman? I think the people that their base group, I think they're going to be very, very angry with that. Can they replace a black woman for a black woman? I do believe so. But Trump, he actually refers to her medical report once again. Kamala's medical report is really bad with all the problems she has. There is a real question as to whether or not she should be running for president. My report is perfect. No problems. And this was put out at 9:56. So let's go to post 9:56. This is March 18, 2018. It says, panic mode. Enjoy the show. And on this day, October 15th, going all the way back to 2016, Trump, he put this out on Twitter. Hillary Clinton should be prosecuted and should be in jail. Instead, she is running for president in what looks like a rigged election. And that is in post 788, February 18, 2018. Down below, it says thoughts of the current president of the United States. Very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that is very, very interesting is that all the cases that were being brought against Trump, they're completely and utterly falling apart. Right now, Fannie Willis was demanding Nathan Wade not to answer questions at his deposition with the Judiciary Committee. And they're saying that, you know, why is she forcing him not to answer any questions? What is she really trying to hide here? Well, again, this is under oath, and she doesn't want him screwing everything up. Because, again, you have to remember, these people, most likely they were blackmailed into doing all this because they are criminals themselves, and she doesn't want the cat out of the bag. The other thing that's very interesting is that with Letitia James, the entire case with, you know, his money that the bank loaned him and he repaid it with interest and they were very, very happy with him. It seems that this is now at the appellate court. And remember, the appellate court has something like five judges and they're listening to what Letitia James has done here. And they're very, very confused of what's going on because, again, they have no case. Who's the victim? Who was hurt? Who was damaged by this? Who did he cheat? There's nothing. And it looks like they're telling Letitia James' lawyers that it looks like the AG went far beyond what she's supposed to do. Take a listen to the questioning that the judges were actually asking and telling the attorneys.
All these questions, the question of mission creep, has 6312 morphed into something that it was not meant to do?
All the defendants repeatedly violated...
Ms. Vail, can you identify any previous case in which the Attorney General sued under Executive Law 6312 to upset a private business transaction that was between equally sophisticated partners?
And it was using...
I'm sorry, but what's being described sounds an awful lot like a potential commercial dispute between private actors.
I mean, you've got two really sophisticated parties in which no one lost any money. The case that you cite involved where there was damage to consumers, damage to the marketplace. You've got a scheme to get unsophisticated consumers to take out home loans. You got a collapse of Lehman Brothers. You don't have anything like that here.
And that's something you must address because there has to be some limitation on what the Attorney General can do in interfering in these private transactions, as Justice Friedman said, that where people don't claim harm. So what is the limiting principle? The immense penalty in this case is troubling. So how do you tether the amount that was assessed by Supreme Court to the harm that was caused here where the parties left these transactions happy about how things went down?
Historical backdrop to this law, how do we draw a line or at least put up some guardrails to know when the AG is operating well within her broad, admittedly broad sphere of 6312, and when she is going into an area that wasn't intended for her jurisdiction?
And I do believe with all this type of questioning and the judge saying, this makes no sense whatsoever, this might be overturned by the New York Appellate Division. And once again, when they do overturn it, because there really is no case here, they're very confused about it. And if you're actually following the rule of law, that calls into question Letitia James and the judge. Because now we have a major problem. Because these people knew the rule of law. They knew there was no case. And if they can't figure this out, how are they going to figure out any other case? And I do believe these people who brought this case, they should be disbarred. The judge should know better. They both should be disbarred and they should be in prison for what they have done here. Because again, what is this? This is now looking like election interference. Yes, it's always been election interference, but now the people are going to see it as election interference because there was never a case. And really think about this. The fake news, are they really reporting on this? Most likely not. But how many people are viewing this? Well, Charlie Kirk put this out. 1.8 million people have looked at that. We have Citizen Press. They put this out. And we have 940,000 views on this. And many other people have put this out where you have 10 million views and 30 million views. So it doesn't matter if the fake news is reporting on this whatsoever. People are seeing it because the fake news, they're not the news anymore. It's social media. That's where people get their information. That's where people find out things. And when they don't see it on the news, they go, that's kind of odd. Why is the news reporting on this? Well, I'm not listening to them anymore. That makes no sense whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like the FBI decided, yeah, we had these assassins. They tried to take out a president who's running for the next presidential election. He's a former president, but we know that these people had phones. We know we covered everything up, and now we're not going to even be looking at the phones. We're not even going to touch them. Jack Posso put this out and said, FBI's put crooks' phones and apps on the back burner. Neither phone or tablet have been touched since September 9th. Mike Benz responded to this and said, that's because he was likely in group chats with undercover informants from DHS Homeland Security Investigation Section, at least one of whom likely had foreknowledge of Crook's plan for the Butler rally that they cannot allow to made public. And yes, the FBI was involved, DOJ was involved, DHS is involved. Who's in charge of DHS? Oh, that's right, it's Mayorkas. The only reason that these two individuals, one at the golf course, one at the rally, had phones that are encrypted. They were speaking to the deep state players. The threat is from within. And when you have a criminal syndicate, you're never going to have justice. The only way to have justice is show the people the truth. Have the people make the decision. Do you like this type of tyrannical government? Or do you want to take the country back? Do you see how bad the criminal syndicate system is? It's no longer a conspiracy. It's real. And what's very interesting, the fake news tried to build up the idea that there was a third assassination attempt. And it looks like the entire story is completely and utterly fake. Kyle Becker put this out and said, Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco walks back talk on third Trump assassination attempt and clears the name of Veb. Sheriff Bianco admitted that he got bad info and clarified at no point did Miller indicate he wanted to kill the president. Absolutely. And now it looks like he might be suing the sheriff's department. Actually, whoever put that story out, whoever they got their information, he should be suing them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, we just had a huge Trump parade in Jupiter, Florida. And it looks like there was a boat of fake Trump supporters flying Nazi flags, wearing MAGA hats. A lot of them had masks on. And they're trying to convince people that Trump is all for white supremacists, that they are Nazis. And again, these people are not Trump supporters whatsoever. And what's very interesting is a Trump supporter splashed water from the engines onto these individuals. Laura Loomer put this out and said, the owner of the boat is Dylan Thomas Amison of Arcadia, Florida. He's not registered Republican, is not a Trump supporter. He is NPA. He's been accused in the past of passing out Nazi flyers. He was easy to find his identity with the boat registration number. This was clearly a setup to make it look like Trump supporters at the boat parade are Nazis. Again, this is the same deep state strategy. They have agent provocateurs. They do this over and over and over. And it has failed once again. Remember, if the fake news was the only news and there was no social media platforms and everything was controlled like before 2020, none of this would have gotten out and people would have believed it. But now people are not believing it. And this has gotten something like over 30 million views, which tells you everything you need to know. The news doesn't tell you any of this because they're not really reporting the news. And if they do report it, they're not going to show you that this was fake people doing it. They're just going to go on the idea that, oh, look, Trump is a white supremacist. Oh, look, he's in line with Nazis. That's what people are going to see, especially if they're watching MSNBC, CNN, and the rest. But you can see Trump and the Patriots, they're continually setting up roadblocks for the deep state players. And it's getting harder and harder for them to actually take the elections and move them out. I think they're going to have a very difficult time because I don't think they can delay the elections the way they want to. They're going to try. Doesn't mean they're not going to be able to delay it for a couple of days. But I think what they're going to realize is that it really won't matter because they won't be able to make up the difference in ballots. Remember, this is not an election of voters. I do believe Trump at this point has the voters. They don't. Why do you think they keep switching candidates? If they had the voters, you wouldn't have to switch. Their system is no longer working the way it used to. And what's very interesting is that the election superintendents in Georgia have a mandatory fixed obligation to certify election results. This is coming from the Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney. He said local election officials in Georgia cannot delay or refuse to officially certify election results. No election superintendent or member of the Board of Elections and Registration may refuse to certify or abstain from certifying election results under any circumstance. That should tell you everything you need to know. And Trump, from the very, very beginning, he told us that he's not running against Kamala. He's not running against Biden. He's actually running against the system. The system wants to take him down. And Trump, he actually said this during a rally. And he said, we are running against, not her, we're running against a powerful and corrupt machine. Take a listen.
Running against, not her. We're running against a very powerful and a very corrupt machine. That's what it is.
That's right.
She's just, and the same thing with Joe Biden. Joe doesn't know where the hell he is.
And this brings me back to the very, very beginning. Trump had a speech prior to 2016. He actually told everyone exactly what he was going to do. That this had nothing to do with four-year elections or getting elected again or having two terms or one term. Or I think he has three terms here because I think this is his second term right here. This is the awakening. He told you that he was going to remove the deep state players and give the power back to the people. He didn't tell you a time frame. He didn't tell you it was going to happen the way you thought it was going to happen. He told you he was going to do it. And he knew that he couldn't go directly at the people. He knew that if he went directly at the deep state people, they would fight back in a way that it would not be good for this country. If he brought in the military and he removed those people in D.C., it would look like a coup. And again, at the time, the deep state was in power. He needed to weaken the deep state. He needed to gain power. He needed to be in control. This way, he could wake the American people up. And his entire mission was to wake as many Americans up as possible. And the only way to do that, he could have sat down with everyone and explained it to them, but you wouldn't believe it. He had to show you every step of the way. And everything that you're seeing, even with the court cases with Letitia James, when you see that and you see what the appellate court's going to do, it tells you everything you need to know. It tells you that they've been interfering in the election. It shows you that they're not following the rule of law. All of this is to wake people up at different times. And what I want to do is I want to go all the way back in time to his original speech. And I think everyone should be listening to this very, very carefully because he told you what the plan was. And everything that you're witnessing, everything that you're seeing now is part of that plan. He needed the people to wake up. Some people aren't awake. He's after the D's right now. He's going to bring the people to the precipice to wake up as many people as possible. So the election is too big to rig. And I do believe we're almost there. Take a listen to his speech prior to the 2016 election.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented, and the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
And I do believe that Trump is following this plan, and he's doing exactly what he promised. Maybe not the way everyone wanted it to happen, but again, we're going up against a system. You didn't know what the system was. He had to show you the system. Now the majority of the people know the system. Now the people don't like the system. Now the people want the country back. So do you think the plan is working? Absolutely. Why is it working? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.